Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. Wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me in tuning in. I did want to let you know, if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps you connect to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki energy, and even helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. You can find out more about this at empoweredspiritprogram.com. Or maybe you just need some support. I'd like to invite you to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. Come join us. Lots going on over there. So how is everyone today? I know most of us woke up to this tragic news out in Las Vegas. And I just want to start this episode with just a moment of silence and just bring peace into your heart. And let us open it out into the world. Inhaling. And exhaling. So much going on in the world, right? So much news going on out in Spain and Europe, all over. And really finding that place of center, letting that peace begin within our own self, really is where it begins. I offer you that today. So here we are. We're opening up to the energy of October. October is generally lots of fun, right? It's Halloween and all that energy of the fall and the shifting of the weather, right? And what it's also asking us to do is to begin to bring our energy inward. The summer and the spring, we start to bring that energy outward, right? Spring and summer, it goes out. Well, with fall, we start to bring it in as with winter too. We come into our soul. We come into that work that we need to do. We get out of the drama. Yes, we were talking about that last night on the energy focus. Hashtag no drama. Hashtag let that shit go, right? That's exactly what the energy is right now. I know it's really easy to get caught in it. And even today, try to be in that energy of peace. Try not to get caught in the drama, the fear. Really, very important. And that's exactly where we are right now with the energy of the seasons, pulling our energy in, looking at what's working, look at what isn't, and let us learn from those lessons, right? Honor what's not, burn it away like we do in those bonfire with the leaves, burn it away, and open up to what it is that is. Harvest the work that is working for you so that you can put it out into the universe. Yes, very important right now as we step into this new season and really open up to what is going on. We have a full moon coming up on Thursday in the sign of Aries, so that can also create a little drama, so we have to be careful of that. We're going to feel the energy build as we move through this week. Aries is going to ask us to be a little bit of that fiery energy, passionate energy, but let it come from within. Let it inspire you to do the kind of work that is helpful to each and every other person. Really opening up to that passion of living in your purpose, of helping, of serving all mankind right now. Notice how the energy shifts as we move in to Thursday. So let's just take a moment and just bring all of our energies together, opening up to this fall energy, finding that peace within. So wherever you are, if you can, just take a nice deep inhale. And exhale, just joining forces. I feel we need this meditation this morning. Wherever you are, if you can, closing the eyes. Feel your feet flat on the floor. Inhale, bring in that breath all the way up through the body, up into the heavens as we connect with our higher guidance. And as you exhale, bring that connection within your own spirit. Feel that source energy for who you are, connecting with the energy of Mother Earth, sending it down into the earth. Inhale, bring that energy up. Let peace prevail. Feel that peaceful energy. Let go of the drama. Let go of the fear. Feel yourself grounding with the earth as we call in the spirit masters, our teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we open up to this program, as we move into this week. Feel that energy of peace come in. Let it surround you. Let go of the judgments. Let go of the blame. Let go of the fear. Coming into the heart energy, open it up for all mankind. Inhaling and exhaling. Draw a little card for guidance today. Wisdom of the oracles. Let's see what the oracles have to offer us right now as we move in. Clean it up. Clean it up, yogis. Yes, that was Taylor Hunt's message from this weekend. How funny is that? And we can take this out into the world right now. Clean it up, people, right? Clean up your own energy. Take responsibility for who you are and for what you are doing right now. Really important. There's like a moose standing on the mountaintop with a broom in its mouth. Really, it's really getting to the core of the situation. Really cleaning house, sweeping away what is no longer needed. Just like we were talking about, letting go of the drama. Sometimes we can feel so bogged down in all this stuff. Yes, it's important that we understand. Yes, it's important that we have empathy for all those going through. But clean up our own act. Clean up that place where we aren't taking responsibility. Clean up that right now for all of us so that you can come into who you really are. Let go of unresolved energy. Let go of unresolved resentment. Let it go. Bring in that forgiveness. Really, let it go. Open up to cleaning up where you are right now. Tie up those loose ends. Look at your emotional energy. Perfect card too as we step into this new season. Letting go of the old energy. Clean up your act so that you can harvest what is good in your life. Clean it up so you can look at the lessons. In fact, that's how we clean it up, by looking at our lessons, learning from them, offering gratitude, taking responsibility for yourself first and foremost, and helping those around. Talked about it last night on the energy focus as well. Move out of the drama, stay true to your own spirit, and open it up. Taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale, coming back, opening up our energy. Yes, it does seem a little heavy this morning, hard to go forward, but yes, we must. We must continue to move forward to recognize the changes that need to occur. So on this series today, we're continuing with our creativity in the spirit. Now, while I do believe in consistent meditation or disciplined practice, one of the things that I've learned to rely on to get my creative juices flowing is the use of essential oils. Yay, we've talked about this before. Essential oils directly affect your brain. Yes, the sense of smell can be a key that unlocks the creative part of your brain. Absolutely. When you smell something, it travels up through your nose, through some 50 bazillion receptor cells, hits the olfactory bulb, and affects your limbic system, which has a direct and indirect influence on so many of our body systems, such as the regulation of the fight or flight, the stress response, as well as behavior and motivation, and of course, creativity. So yes, certain scents can affect the way you feel, how motivated you are, as well as reduce the stress and perhaps unlock those amazing ideas hidden within your spirit. Leonardo da Vinci is said to have used aromatics as a method of inducing inspiration, and his essential oil of choice was neroli oil. So my guest today on this series for Creativity in the Spirit is Monique Clark. Monique is the founder of Innate Sense Conscious Bodywork Center in Willow Glen, California, and is a generational healing guide at Wake Up Generations. Monique is a wellness warrior committed to empowering others by guiding them with the tools they need to free themselves of emotional and physical pain. Monique has studied practical and esoteric uses of essential oils since 2000 and has helped hundreds of individuals heal using the powers of essential oils. Monique is a graduate of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, Trinity Massage College, and is certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners and the Association of Bodywork and Massage Professionals. So let's bring her on. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you for having me.
Oh, gosh, always such a pleasure to have you. So, Monique, we are in the midst of a series on creativity in the spirit. So I'd like to kind of start with this question of, have you always been creative?
I think, yes. I think everyone is creative in their own unique way. I think that's a gift that we're all born with, is to do things in a way that, you know, is unique to us and that is our own creativity. So I would say, yes, I have always been creative.
Awesome. I kind of agree with that. I think we are all creative. And as we've been hearing on all the other episodes, people do agree, but sometimes something happens and blocks it or it gets stuffed down. But yes. So how has being creative helped you to embrace your life?
Well, it's really allowed me to bring in all things that I love into my work or into my life. So I love creating beautiful spaces in my home or my office. I love bringing nature and nature's creativity into things that I do. So I feel like everything I do has a piece of creativity in it because it's part of how spirit talks to us.
I love that, how spirit talks to us. Yes, spirit loves amusement. I always say that. So creativity is a part of that. You know, sometimes, and what I found on interviewing people about this is that creativity kind of makes us stand on the edge sometimes, right? Has this been something that's been hard for you to do as a creative person, sometimes standing on the edge of what you do? Or is this natural?
Yes, I like being on the edge of things. I like kind of defying normal, you know, in the box type of things. So being creative really is a way to do that. And so I do like being on the edge and kind of standing out, so to speak. And I think that's what attracts people or opportunities to myself specifically, is because it is visible and people crave that. People crave getting out of the box. And people crave something different than being stuck in a way that doesn't allow for that natural essence of who we are to be creative and to share those gifts.
That's awesome. Yeah. I know for me, it was a struggle at times for me to stand on that edge and be so different. And I've had to learn how to embrace that. So I can always appreciate those that like to stand on that edge. And I know now that I've grown more and have more confidence in it, I do like that too. So I kind of agree. It does attract a lot to us. Yeah. So how much of your creative spirit now has led you to where you are and what you are doing?
My creative spirit has led me in a way to bring different modalities of the type of work that I want to bring forward. And so it has really given me a broad spectrum of people that I could serve, because I haven't just stuck with one thing, and I've been able to utilize my creativity in my work by blending different modalities together that I use. And I think that's the way that I love to be creative in my work specifically, is to blend modalities that I've learned, whether it's energy healing or a type of massage or bringing in sound healing, essential oils, right? It's all such a beautiful blend when we can orchestrate it to work together.
I love that. Yes, I agree with you. I work with many modalities too, and I love that blending. And it is. And I know I've always talked about Reiki being very creative and all these energies going together. So I definitely agree with that. And I think creativity really opens us up to so much more. It really doesn't, you know, keep us in that box, as you said, but really can expand our spirit. So one of the things that I was talking about in my email today was about quick fixes, and I was kind of alluding to using essential oils. Now, I'm not really one to talk about, you know, quick fixes, because I really think consistency and discipline is very important, but sometimes I feel like essential oils can be that quick fix. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I think essential oils could be a great jump start and a great support. So I believe they tap us back into that creativity piece, or they tap us back into our spirit when we get blocked, when something jars us from our natural state of being. And because the essential oils come from the earth and they have that natural essence, I mean, each one has its own creativity, right? Some of them are from saps, and so they really help kind of glue you down, and some of them are really opening, and like a flower, it's really opening. And so, you know, depending on how you're stuck or what you're needing to jumpstart or what you're needing to look for something to kind of snap you out of it. When I think of quick fix, it's like, okay, I need something to snap me out of something or snap me into something. And essential oils are definitely a way to do that.
I love that. Snap me into something. Wow. And I never thought about that. Sap gluing you down and flowers opening you up. That's a beautiful expression of those essential oils. I love that idea. But yeah, I think that, I know for me, I mean, I know the afternoon, I get a little tired and a little bit moody maybe, and I do grab the essential oils, and I know that they do help me, but I do believe consistency with them is really important. And I was curious though, which of the oils would you recommend to boost creativity?
Well, it would depend on where someone's feeling creatively blocked. I really like to use citrus oils when I'm feeling my energy is down and the creativity isn't there. When I'm, like you said, when you're a little tired or you're a little exhausted just from life, kind of daily mundane life, and you get in that, stuck in that rut, I really love citrus oils to like clean and refresh that and re-energize myself. So I would say citrus oils would be great. So a wild orange or a lime. If it's something where I'm feeling stuck and I need that creativity, like I'm kind of stuck in the same mind frame and I need to be snapped out of that mind frame, I would say something like a rose or something like a neroli, where it's opening up, right? The flowers are opening up. They're not staying stuck in that closed mode. And things that are going to shift our energy, like an essential oil, going back to what I was saying, is they all have their different characteristics. So I would say a peppermint is really re-energizing as well as a citrus. So when we're needing to be lifted up, pulled out of a lower vibrational state, and we need our creativity lifted, something like a peppermint or, like I said, a citrus.
Yeah, I've been using doTERRA's Motivate a lot lately. And I think that has a lot of that citrus in it.
Yeah, that's actually a blend of citrus and mint. And so it's a combination of that. There are some many great blends. There's also a new yoga line that doTERRA has of called Arise. Ooh. And that's really beautiful as well. Some other ones like a clary sage that you can put on your third eye to help open up the intuition. If you're not feeling creative, if you're not feeling like your creative flow is coming through your intuition, like you're trying to use your mind too much and not allowing your intuition to come through, clary sage is a great oil to put on your third eye and help that as well. As well as frankincense.
I'm familiar with frankincense. I don't think I use clary sage enough. Yeah.
Yeah, and doTERRA has a beautiful blend called Clary Calm. And that's a beautiful blend that has ylang ylang in it, which is the oil of coming back to your inner child. And I love that because I think as many of us come into adulthood, we lose our creativity sometimes. You know, when we're children, we're drawing, we're painting, we're playing in the sand, we're playing in the dirt, we're doing all these things that are so creative, we're talking to our invisible friends. Mm-hmm. And as we age, I feel a lot of times we shove that part down or we let that part go. And so coming back into some of those childhood things by using Ylang Ylang and help bringing back that inner child within us, letting that creativity go without judging it, of thinking it's not going to be good enough or it's not going to look pretty or all those things that we tell ourselves that keep us from being creative.
Excellent point. Excellent point. I love that. So the clarity, calm. All right. Because, yeah, I know that has been part of my problem in the past. No one's going to like it. What are they going to think of it? Is anybody really going to buy it? You know, those kind of things, especially with my jewelry or my artwork, right? Or even into my spiritual programs, too. I mean, sometimes I get into some of that doubt, too. So that's a good one to help us bring that mindset down and really open up. I love that. The inner child, that innocence. Yeah. Great. That's a great understanding of that oil. Definitely. So of all of these, what is your favorite go-to for you?
My favorite go-to changes on the day and what I'm going through. I would say right now, my favorite is some of the furs. So really a lot of the tree oils, Douglas fir is one of my favorites right now. As well as sandalwood and frankincense. So I like a lot of tree oils. They really help to ground me. I really love just those really heavy tree oils, as well as some of the florals like Ylang Ylang and clary sage.
Yeah, those sound great. I tend to like get one and use it for a long time, and then I go for another one. I think I could probably use a little switching up more frequently. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. And that's where we also get to be creative. One way that I like to use oils is create blends of looking up some of the emotional aspects or the spiritual aspects about the oils and blend some together. Like wild orange and peppermint is one of my favorites to help energize me, or lemon and Douglas fir is a really great way to help keep me in the flow of things. And so being creative with your essential oils and kind of blending them together to create your own special blend for yourself.
How fun is that? Yeah. And yeah, I actually noticed in the magazine this month from the doTERRA line, the making the perfumes. How creative is that? That's a really great suggestion too. Definitely.
Absolutely. There's so many different ways that you can be creative to DIY projects, you know, making your own house products, making your own scents that, you know, reflect who you are, reflect what you want to bring forward. And it's a beautiful way to utilize your creativity.
Yeah, I like that. Reflect what you want to bring forward. Yeah. So if you're not familiar with essential oils, Monique has been on the show before, so be sure to check out the previous episodes. But I guess a good way is to kind of keep a jar of it on your, a bottle of it on your desk or something, right? And then just when you get into that, you know, put some on your third eye or put some in your hands. And I like to put it under my neck and smell it and just kind of lift up that vibration, as you mentioned, lift up that energy. Definitely.
Absolutely. You can use them to clean your auric field. You know, you go out somewhere where there's a lot of people and you want to clear that, you can use it for that. You can use it in a bath. You can, with doTERRA specifically, you can ingest them as well. So, you know, clearing out your insides as well as your auric field. There's so many different ways to use them. And the best way is just little bits at a time. So like you said, consistency is key and playing with them. The best way that you learn how to use essential oils is by building a relationship with them, by understanding how they operate. By, is it a lifting up or is it a soothing or calming oil? And you just learn to work with them And it really is a beautiful way to create a relationship with these plant essences.
You know, that you mentioned the bath. Actually, I think that is where I am the most creative, because I put the salts, I put it in a jar, and then I go, okay, what I want in my bath tonight. And that is actually where I do the most blending. I kind of mix it. I know I did yoga all weekend. I'm really sore this morning, so I took a bath this morning in the salts, and I used some of the deep blue, and I used a little bit of the wild orange in there too. I was using both, but that is actually where I get very creative, is in the bath, putting them in the salt, shaking them up, and then throwing them in the water. Yeah, that's actually where I do get most creative, for sure. Definitely. So speaking of the DIY and all this essential oils, we do have a great announcement for those in the Birmingham area. Monique is going to be coming out here in February. Monique, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be helping us to learn.
Yes, I'm so excited to finally come to Birmingham. I'm a California girl, so it'll definitely be a great adventure. I will be coming out to teach the Aroma Touch Technique, which is a layering of 8 different essential oils. It's actually more than 8, but there are 8. There are a couple blends in there, so it creates more than 8 oils. But it's a layering technique of how to bring down stress levels in the body, support the immune system, decrease inflammation in the body, and really help bring that body back into homeostasis. It's going to help us get out of that fight or flight mode and into that rest and digest mode, into that mode where we can come back into our natural state, where that creativity can flow. So we're working with the central nervous system to relax the central nervous system and pull it out of that fight or flight mode from being busy, 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 on the go, and really calming and soothing that. And it's a beautiful technique that anyone can learn. They do not have to be a body worker or massage therapist or healer. This is for any woman or man who wants to just help others in their community. Maybe it's a family member that they want to help, or maybe they just want to learn for themselves. In the workshop, you're going to receive one of these treatments as well as give it. And so it's a beautiful way to come and learn. And when you register for the class, you also get the kit, which with all the oils and a training manual. So you get all the oils when you come to the training. It really is a great deal. You're going to get 8 oils and a full day of training for $149, which I think is an amazing deal for any workshop.
Yeah, and then we're going to kind of layer it in there too. Friday night, we're going to have a little DIY. We're going to learn how to make some things with the oils, kind of a drop-in, meet Monique, and just kind of get together. And then Sunday, for those of you that are actually do Tara team members and want to learn more on building your team, or maybe you want to sign up, that'll be available on Sunday morning as well. So we're going to make a whole weekend out of it for our California girl in the South. Yeah, she's already asked me, what's the weather like in February? I'm like, no telling. No telling. We'll know more as the year progresses, that's for sure. So, yeah, so that'll be in February. Look for more information about that if you're interested. And, again, like she said, you don't have to be a body worker. It's a great technique to learn. And I love it. You get to receive a treatment and learn how to give it. So I really am excited to have her here for that as well. Yeah. So what else is going on in your work out there in California, Monique? What would you like to share with us?
Well, right now, helping other healers and other people be empowered, know that they have options. You know, that we know that there's a lot going on with our healthcare system right now, and really helping people find alternative ways to empower themselves to take back their power in their own healing. And so health coaching and helping other people learn how to use essential oils, not only for creativity, not only for empowering their spirit, but really improving their physical well-being as well. So that's what I'm doing here in California. I'm offering webinars coming up this month and just spreading the healing message of how we can be empowered to heal ourselves.
Yeah, and you are on Facebook. What is your Facebook group?
I am on Facebook. You can look me up on Innate Sense as my page, my business page.
Okay.
And or you could look me up, Monique Clark, and message me, and we can have a conversation there as well.
Okay, and I know you do some Facebook Lives on the, and that's on the Innate Sense page too. So she has mm-hmm. tons of information. So yes, definitely find her, like her, and you can learn so much more. I've learned so much by working with her as well about essential oils and how to use it. So definitely check that out. Yeah. All right. So as we go to kind of round this out, I kind of like to ask the question about, you know, what would you say about creativity? How creativity inspires the spirit?
Creativity inspires the spirit to bring out what's inside of you, to manifest it in a physical form, whether that is through art or through music or through the healing arts. And the creativity is what makes you you. It's how you dress. It's what type of colors you like to wear. It's how the flow of your clothes goes, the jewelry that you choose to wear, or the way in which you speak, right? Our creativity could be the words that we choose to use, or the flow in which we talk. So I think creativity is in every aspect of our being. And I believe it's just one completely innate thing that we can't even stop. Like you said, sometimes it may be blocked from trying to fit in a box, but I think it's really always inside of there.
I love that. I love that you said it helps to bring that inside out and to manifest in the physical. Yes, when we can creatively tap into the spirit, anything and everything can happen. I so agree. And that innate sense, I love that. That innate sense comes forward. Yes, definitely. All right, Monique. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your information, especially about essential oils and how they can jumpstart, maybe not the quick fix, I think a little bit of both, but jumpstart from being unstuck to getting back into the flow of life, of spirit, and of our creativity. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Yes, to your spirit. All right. What a great interview. Definitely, creativity brings the inside out to help you manifest. It's in every aspect of our spirit. I love it. Definitely. So when you do find you are stuck, snap into a new frame of mind. Get some essential oils. Yes, jump start. And yes, it is kind of, to answer the question, it is a quick fix for the moment. But consistent practice is really what we all need. All right, so just take a nice deep inhale. Let all that information settle in. Thank you so much, Monique. Yes, and if you're interested, let me know. We're going to start registration early just to have all the kits available. And so Monique knows what she's coming out to do. So let me know if you're interested. You'll be finding more information about that Aroma Touch Technique Training. Yes, February of 2018. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me again on the Empowered Spirit Show. Coming up in the Birmingham area, let's see. Gigi Dubin from WBHM will join us next week as we continue this series on creativity and the spirit. I do have a Reiki 2 class coming up Sunday, the 22nd of the month. Let me know if you're interested in taking that. You must already have taken Reiki 1. And soon to announce, the Spiritual Development Academy will be coming forward. Yes. So contact me if you'd like more information. All right, guys, have a great week. Keep the peace in your heart for all mankind. Take this as you move out into the world. Empower your spirit. Empower your creativity. Have a great week. To your spirit. Namaste.